Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Here's the snap. He throws it down the field. Oh, that is Chase Claypool into the end zone for a Pittsburgh Steelers touchdown. Wide open from 35 out, and Ben kind of knew it.
Steelers radio with the call. The Cowboys are back in first place in the NFC East after filthy loses to Pittsburgh, and the Steelers are 4-0. Good morning, Metroplex. It's a Cowboys Monday, a somber one, weather going along with it here on Sean and RJ as Washington loses to the Rams and the Eagles lose to the Steelers. And we have Brad Sham coming up at 8, but first the Tolos were asking for a little bit of an uplifting moment. And nothing is more uplifting than hearing the suffering of Philadelphia Eagle fans. And Troy has been spying this morning on WIP.
Yeah, once again, going to radio.com. You can listen to other stations in the intercom building, at other intercom buildings. And that would be WIP in Philadelphia with Angelo Cadone.
Oh, hey.
So, obviously, things aren't well right now for the Philadelphia Eagles, and they know that over there. But they opened the show this morning by doing two inexplicable things. Number one, playing a song that only your grandparents love. And number two, uttering the D word.
Sports Radio 94 WIP, a radio.com sports station.
Good morning, everybody.
Let it play. Let it play.
There's got to be a morning after.
It's raining out already, Rhea, this morning.
Yes.
Hold on through the night.
Eagles lost.
We have a chance to
Jimmy Butler was eliminated. I got nothing good. Thank you for listening.
Dak Prescott was hurt.
I'm way too classy to consider
brutal.
That a good story, Joe.
Cowboys.
That is a horrible story.
What an a-hole.
But nothing quite like Maureen McGovern to take you into the week. Jesus.
Why did he care about Jimmy Butler? I know he was in Philly for a second.
Oh, my God.
Jimmy Butler was in Philly for half a cheesesteak. Is that who actually sang that song? Who'd you say? Maureen
McGovern.
Yeah. Betty White called, said that song's old. I mean,
yeah.
Wow.
He sounded genuine, though, in not laughing at the Dak injury. Do you think he was being a smart aleck, though? No,
I think for all the bit that Angelo does, I mean, he's probably not a complete and total mindless meathead.
No.
I think it'd be very hard for anyone. I don't care what team you're a fan of, to be happy yesterday.
Well, Angelo has other things on his mind. The Eagles are, I'm sorry, how many wins did they have?
One.
Okay, yeah. They're not good right now. In fact, they're so bad that he's actually going after something that, well, a lot of Cowboys are familiar with. Another D word.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am in a level of frustration I very rarely get to, even after a bad Eagles loss. I am so damn frustrated with the Philadelphia Eagles, and specifically one man.
Yeah.
A man who last week I called for his immediate dismissal.
Yeah.
Mr. Jim Schwartz, a defensive coordinator of the Eagles.
Schwartz.
There was no evidence at any point in the game that the Eagles adjusted to correct any of the weaknesses scoped out early in the game by the Steelers.
Claypool had four touchdowns.
Oh, my God.
That's all you need to know.
Do you know he's Canadian?
I do. I'm very proud that he's a Canadian.
What is that, man?
Yo, so Jim Schwartz was trending yesterday, and it's because of Chase Claypool. That was the reason why. Yeah. They're like, who is Chase Claypool? I had no idea. Maybe our draft guy, shout out Broadus, who's listening right now. Chase Claypool, second round pick out of Notre Dame, goes off. And Philly, Jim Schwartz, thought it was a bad idea to start covering him. And Claypool ended up with 7 for 110 with 3 receiving touchdowns. And it could have been even worse than that. He went off on them. Jim Schwartz did not adjust. He also had a rushing one. So 4 total touchdowns on the day. Pittsburgh, they just continue to grow receivers, and that's why Jim Schwartz was getting killed by all the Eagle fans.
Man, do they ever just grow receivers?
Grow them.
It is, and part of that's a credit to Ben.
Yes.
You know, I mean,
absolutely.
He is fantastic, and he has been for a very, very long time.
Yeah,
I sound like Garrett there.
I actually went to our fantasy football league. I'm like, please, please tell me no one picked up this Claypool guy. Thank God they didn't. He was projected to get 5 points, and he ended up with 42. So he had one hell of a day yesterday. But more audio from WIP in Philadelphia. Let's get to the callers, because they are quite upset in Philadelphia over the Eagles, especially when it comes to – well, I think her name is Cheryl or Shelly or Cheryl. I can't tell according to the intro from Angelo Cotone.
On the line, I want anger, and I got it now. Eagles, Shelly!
What? Come on. You can't come from Buddy Ryan's. You cannot be raised up on that type of defense and see this type of defense underneath Jim Schwartz. That's not the type of defense I know. That's not the Philadelphia defense I was raised up under. I'm not used to this yellow, soft, passive, aggressive, you know what I mean? Hold back on some plays. No, don't go after the quarterback. No, I'm not used to that. It's about that green logo. And Mr. Lurie, we are behind the Philadelphia Eagles. But if the staff or player or coordinator is not up to par, as you said, week after week, year after year, they're not breaking it. They got to go. We are invested with the Eagles forever. But people come and people go. So Jim Schwartz is not the right coordinator for our team. His time has passed. It's time for him to open up the door and say thank you for your service, sir, but it's no longer needed. See you later. Goodbye.
See you, Cheryl. I may be jumping to conclusions here, but she seemed it upset to me.
That's pretty good.
That was very good. By the way, they get the Ravens next.
Oh, perfect.
They get the Ravens next. Carson Wentz has a league-leading 8 interceptions on the year. He had 7 all of last season. You don't hear that term yellow used anymore.
You're yellow.
You're yellow.
I haven't heard that since Back to the Future 3.
Yeah. Yes. I'm like, man, she said yellow in there. I forgot that yellow is an insult nowadays.
Oh, that's a good one right there. We have one more call, by the way. One more call from WIP this morning. And this one actually from a Cowboys fan that decided to call in to Angelo Cotone. Hey. And with this call, it begs the question, who's ready to see a large Italian man naked?
Lamont is on the line. He's a Cowboy fan. You're not laughing today, are you, Lamont?
Nah, it's low. My quarterback is out for the year. It's unbelievable, Enzo, but I hope he gets paid, you know. I hope
yeah,
he does
well, that's
paid.
The thing, Lamont. I think he sacrificed some money by waiting it out and hoping he wouldn't get hurt. I feel
that's
bad
true.
For him. He's a quality guy. He is a terrific player. And I actually, you know me, I'm normally a jerk, but I can't be about that. That's sad.
I appreciate it, Angelo. Thank you. Angelo, question. That team is a dumpster fire, like Jay Tapper said.
Oh, the Eagles?
They done. Yeah.
They may be, but
they're the best now.
See, of the fires, this is the one Jones. We're most likely to put out.
I would put money on the damn Giants to win the division.
0-5?
No, they're 0-5.
Al,
I don't care.
Don't do it, Al. Don't do it.
I don't care. They were better Please. Than the Cowboys
Don't be
yesterday.
Fooled by a Cowboys team.
Name,
that's terrible.
Don't do it, Al.
Name
don't
the
do
price.
It.
Chat
please.
Do it, Al. Bet Angelo.
I got a two-game lead with the Cowboys. I got a game-and-a-half lead with the Eagles. You, Dave,
Angelo,
whatever
you
it is, Al.
Do it, Al.
Al, I'll do a show buck naked.
Okay, we're done.
There you go. He wants that. Ange, why do you give him a gift like that? He wants
Al, you'll get buck. I won't even wear a leaf.
Ew.
Ew.
I am now a Giants fan.
Give me a fig leaf at least.
Is it butt or buck naked?
Buck, I believe. That's why they call him Buck Showalter. His
why?
Real name's Nathaniel, but Buck Showalter, when he was in the minor leagues, would walk around the clubhouse completely naked. And that's how he got the nickname Buck.
Oh, okay. So that's Troy, yet again, getting all the audio by himself. Thank you. It always makes – and, it's just not a victorious Cowboys Monday when you know that the season is flush. Now, look, they weren't winning it all anyway, but maybe you had hope that the offense could go on a run of shootout victories. Mm-hmm. But now you know they're not going to win it. And I know you got your Andy Dalton TCU supporters around here, and we can get into this more tomorrow and throughout the week. Andy Dalton is not equal to Dak Prescott. All right, to me, Dak has gotten even better this season. I thought he started off the game well yesterday. Now, he had the bad pick six throw. That was his fault. He overthrew Zeke for that. But, you know, Dak Prescott has separated himself from Kirk Cousins. He separated himself from Jimmy Garoppolo, who got benched yesterday. And Andy Dalton is certainly right now below those guys. I thought Dalton, in a perfect world, if he started off the season as the Cowboys quarterback, their ceiling, ultimate ceiling, was 10 wins. To me, he can be a 9-win quarterback. Andy Dalton has skins on the wall, but they're not going to win anything. And that's why some of the team tank tweets have been out there. And you may want them to lose some of these games, play hard, end up losing throughout the rest of the season to get the better draft pick. Zeke Elliott and Luka Doncic are here because of the team tank philosophy. Facts.
Facts. They are. And I would not put Andy Dalton at 10 wins only because if Andy Dalton is a 10-win quarterback, that means that he's zero different than Dak. That's just, you know, because Dak's been a 10, 11-win guy.
Well, he was eight last year.
Yeah, right.
No, I said in a perfect world. Andy Dalton won 10 games with the Bengals. All right? You're the one who loved Andy Dalton. In the beginning when we were arguing about him in Cincinnati, Andy Dalton has wins. He's got playoff appearances. Now, he's not a bum.
He's not a bum.
You know, this team could win 9 or 10 games with Andy Dalton. It's just your ceiling is more limited.
Yeah, your ceiling is literally the playoffs.
Yes.
That's your ceiling. Literally the first round of the playoffs, maybe the second. Highly doubt it. But the playoffs is your ceiling. You got to ask yourself, are you interested in the playoffs? Or are you interested in the future? And I think there's two different schools of thought here.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.